How efficient has been the Pakistani government in dealing with this crisis?
I think it's hard to judge precisely because clearly they've been overwhelmed. These have been the worst floods in 80 years. No country can prepare for a catastrophe on that scale, really, because in fact, in some ways, it would be inefficient to be well prepared for something that is only going to happen every few generations. We've seen how poorly the United States has dealt with comparably huge disasters in the Gulf, both with Hurricane Katrina and this oil spill by BP. Pakistan itself was given very high marks for its response to the earthquake in 2005. I lived there and worked in the U.S. Embassy after that and was impressed by the professionalism and dedication of the people who worked on the relief efforts and the longer-term development efforts that had to follow. And in fact, the person who was the Army's lead in that effort, the response to the floods, to the earthquake, is now in charge of all disaster relief for Pakistan. And he's a very capable man. General Nadeem is his name. And I think he's probably doing a terrific job. And that's important to remember, that, that this isn't a place like Pakistan doesn't have a lot of fat as a place like Australia or other first world countries would. I think that people will look at Zardari's trip in Britain as confirmation of what they had already been thinking about him, which is that he's an elitist who doesn't really care about the welfare of the masses of people in Pakistan. His popularity is already down to 76% disapproval. That's down from 65% last year and 24% in 2008. People have wondered since he came into power following the assassination of his wife, Benazir Bhutto, how long he would last. He never had any strong base of support. He also isn't considered to have the personality or the skills or, frankly, even probably the will to build up a new following as president. And so I think people have thought for years and years that it's a matter of time and that now he's grooming his son Bilal, who is the co-chairman of the Pakistan People's Party, to take over from him. And it's I think the question for him is just when it will be Bilal will be ready to step into that role. So I think he will not stand for the presidency again, and Bilal will take over as the sole chairman of the Pakistan People's Party. One of the most important aspects of this whole story is that there really is only one national political party, and that's the one that Bilal and Asif Zardari head. And one of the deepest problems in the country is that there's a certain percentage of Pakistanis who don't demand alternatives. They're prepared to support anybody who's connected to the Bhutto family. And that means Bilal Bhutto and Asif Zardari by virtue of him being her widow.
Pakistan is already struggling with terrorism. How are these floods going to impact Pakistan's fight against terror?
They'll stretch the resources of the military. They will undermine the legitimacy of the government on some level, at least the sort of top leadership. That doesn't necessarily automatically translate into increased support for terrorists or even tolerance of terrorists, because at the same time that they might be despising the aloofness of a person like the president, they'll be appreciating the efforts of some other people like General Nadeem, whom I mentioned as the head of the emergency response department. So those are two effects. And a third effect is that, as happened after the earthquake in 2005, we can expect Islamist groups, some of them perfectly legitimate, but others militant or aligned with militants, to be among those who are providing disaster relief to the 2.5 or 3 million people who are still affected by the floods.